is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it. If you're just waking up or just joining the conversation, the big bomb in American media today, NBC has fired Matt Lauer. After a complaint about inappropriate sexual behavior, Matt Lauer, the $25 million main host of the Today Show, through a variety of co-hosts, including Katie Couric, and all the way back and all the way through, he has been thrown out of NBC. I'm pulling up the memo from Andrew Lack. He is the president of NBC. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we've decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in over 20 years he's been with NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are marked with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. To that end, Noah and I we'll be meeting with as many of you as possible throughout the day today to answer your questions, Andy. So there it is. And I've got to tell you right now, there are dudes hiding under their desks. I'm not kidding you. There are dudes hiding under their desks going, oh my, if they'll take out him, and they took out O'Reilly, and they took out, you know, Charlie Rose, and they took out, and the things that I did. Well, I can tell you this, hashtag me either. I didn't. Thankfully, I, for the most part, work in a small room by myself where I'm allowed no contact with human beings. Gruber, get in there and talk. Don't come out until you're done. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. At any rate, so Matt Lauer's out, which I think it's a big deal. You know, when Ivy and I were in New Zealand last year when I had the broken leg, we had to stop in one medical facility just north of Queenstown. And Matt Lauer had just bought a place there. It was the talk of the town. I bet Matt Lauer goes to New Zealand for some decompressing now. I bet he goes and hides in the hills of New Zealand now just to, you know, be left alone. I thought it interesting, though, that a guy that makes $25 million a year chose the South Island of New Zealand. It is spectacular. I would live there. I really think it is that nice and that incredible. Anyhow, Matt Lauer out at NBC News. Who's next? That's the real hashtag. Hashtag who's next? That's what you should be asking yourself. Is there a bigger name in news today? I don't know. I mean, I don't really know unless you come back and say Tom Brokaw sexually harassed people and throw him out at NBC. Meanwhile, here closer to home, Brian Kelly declared his candidacy for governor on Tuesday, proving me wrong. I thought the window had basically passed for Brian Kelly. I thought he had opted not to get into the race. I was wrong. You see, that's how you admit it. If you're wrong about something, man up. I was wrong. And yes, I do man up. And if you don't like that term, let me look. Too bad. That's the way that too bad. If you don't like the term, see that little button on your radio? Use it. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly joins the race, and he was quick to criticize Bill Schuette, the man leading in the polls for the GOP nomination. Pat Kolbeck and Dr. Hines, Senator Pat Kolbeck and Dr. Hines, the other two Republicans vying for that nomination. Kelly attacking Bill Schuette, accusing him of politicizing the Flint water contamination crisis. He also basically dismissed, scoffed at, if you will, Bill Schuette's pledge to be a jobs governor. Kelly, in one interview, put it this way with the Detroit News, "I'm flattered that others aspiring to be governor are proposing to do what we've been doing all along. What we've been doing all along." Kelly said he wants to keep the upward momentum going in Michigan and what he called a real turnaround over the past 7 years, citing the creation of more than 500,000 private sector jobs. Now, the good news is, coming up in just a few minutes here, Bill Schuette will join me on the program. Attorney General Bill Schuette will be here because it appears that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and Attorney General Bill Schuette aren't exchanging Christmas cards this year. Now, I haven't heard Bill Schuette criticize Brian Kelly much. We'll see what happens here coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also coming up here on the program, Congressman Bill Heisinger will join me. Congressman Bill Heisinger will be here. And my questions to him will mostly focus on tax reform and whether we're going to get there or not. So we've got a lot coming up here on the program. And by the way, we've got the poll up now. You can go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. There's a poll up now. Who would you choose out of the Republicans to be governor? Would it be Senator Kolbeck, Lieutenant Governor Kelly, Attorney General Schuette, or Dr. Hines? Who is on your list? Who's on your list if you were going to choose today? Who would you choose and why? That poll is up. You know what? I'm going to take a quick, couple of quick calls. Why not? Joe checking in from Ann Arbor, listening to Wham. Joe, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of weigh in. I'm going along with the others on Patrick Kolbeck. I think he's the most has the most principled convictions of anybody running, and his morals are beyond reproach. But if Bill Schuette does indeed become our nominee, I would like to see how he's going to address the Capitol View real estate scandal that he refused to investigate, and the Democratic Party will most assuredly bring it up.
All right, that's a fair point you've made, Joe. Thank you very much for checking in. By the way, as a programming note, Brian Kelly will be here tomorrow. So there you go. Brian Kelly will be here tomorrow. Bill Schuette will be here today, as will Bill Heisinger. A lot ahead today on the program. Sit tight. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.